It, some of the halachas that it says in Shulchan Aruch regarding Zecher L'Chorban. Now, why are we talking about that now? What does that have to do with anything? So, for two reasons, I decided to give to talk about this now. One is because we took a long break from Bishul and Shabbos because we discussed Pesach for 4 weeks and then we discussed Sfiras HaOmer, and I'm not going to be here next week, so I didn't want to start a new thing and take a break and go over Bishul. So next week I'm not going to be here, and the following week we'll start Bishul again. The other reason is because there's a little bit of a connection. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so I was thinking a little bit about these things, going to the Kaisel and all these things. So what's the halachas? And also, there's a very interesting halacha I mentioned Derech Agav last week, so that will be officially the connection. And also I owe Rabbi Gordon an answer to a question that he asked me, so hopefully we'll address it in the share. So the kind of tangential connection to what we were discussing is that everyone knows the minig, we don't listen to music on Sfira Sa'imer. We don't listen to music during Sfira. But the MS is that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and after the halachas of Tisha B'Av, in Simen Kuf, Tof Kuf Samech Aleph, it says over there, halacha, all the things that we do, Zecher LeMikdash, Zecher LeChorban, there's certain halachas that we do, Zecher LeChorban. So over there it says, like this, Siv Gimel, V'chein Gazru, Shaloi Lenagin B'Kli Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmi Eikoil, Shal Shir L'Sameach Ben. You're not supposed to listen to played music and instruments the whole year. You're not supposed to listen to music the whole year. V'asur L'Shoimam Mipnei HaChorban. V'afilu Shir B'Peh Al Yain Asur, Sh'ne'emar, B'Shir Lo Yishtu Yain. So, the Shulchan Aruch over here says that we don't listen to music, Zecher L'Chorban, the whole year. And it's a clear Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't make that distinction.
Is that in Jerusalem only?
No, so this is not only in Jerusalem, this is everywhere.
Do we not paskim like this?
So, what does that mean? So what happened with this? So the MS is that this this is the Nusra, this is their Mechaber. The Ramah says the following, V'yeshir medavka misha rogel b'hem, kigon ha-malachim, to do it very often, every morning by breakfast you have your guy. Oy b'beis ha-mishteh. It's only an Isra and a beis ha-mishteh. So even though the Igros Moshe says that it's also Pasha the Ramah, and Ramayisha Taka says you shouldn't listen to recorded music the whole year, but Lemaisa Yesha Milismaich, that what we do, we listen, is because the Ramah says it's only in a Beis HaMishteh. But that would come out that in a restaurant, so if it's only background music, you're not like listening to the music. It's not, the music is not trying to be Misamech, but if it's really music that's being Misamech you, so if you have, let's say, in a Chlami, if you're having a Suda, not a Suda's Mitzvah, and you're playing music, that could be a problem, according to Ashkenaz. But I only met one person that was Makbid on this. A very choshev, a younger man.
That's like your wife.
Yeah. A choshev, a Sfardish, a younger man. A Sfardi. And he said, the Mechaber says, we don't listen to music, and he didn't listen to music. Ad kedei kach, he was so machmer on it, that I bought him a toy for his kids. He had a baby, and I bought him a toy. He came to Lakewood from Argentina to learn in Lakewood. So I made a connection. So I bought him a present, my wife, I should say, bought him a present, his wife a present for having the baby. And it was one of these toys that you press a button and it, So he took out the batteries because he didn't want to have any music in the house.
So Shabbos also.
Shabbos also. But so that was the only. Now I looked in Yechavadas, which is Ravadia. So Ravadia Yosef says over here in Chelak Aleph Simen Samechei, he has a whole long arichus about it. And in the end he says, there are Mekilim, if you want to, if you need to listen. He doesn't say, he doesn't bring a kula for live music. He does bring a kula for tapes. And then he says a machmer tavalov bracha. But there is a makom to be machmer. And he says in the bottom, the heck, why are we makel? Normally we are, we go to the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, and especially Rabbi Avadia Yosef was very into keeping the minhagim of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam for Sfardim, that they shouldn't, you know, the minhag Sfard shouldn't get obliterated by the mitzvah Ashkenaz. They shouldn't become, they shouldn't assimilate. So he has over here a footnote that that, you know, in a Hanami, maybe radio, I'm being mitzarf, that maybe radio is not really music, etc. And you know, but he's not, he's, but he says for live music, he doesn't seem to be so happy with his kula, and for live music, it seems like he seems not to be so supreme with it. So it's very interesting, this halacha that seemed to kind of be forgotten, and I'm not saying we have to, you know, everyone, you know, there's different minhagim, but it's kedai to just speak it out once in a while, that even though everyone's used to this halacha that during Sfiras HaOmer we don't listen to music, the emes is in Shulchan Aruch state that we don't listen to music b'chlal. And for, and the Sfardim, you know, there's more makom to be machmer, but and I think I even mentioned last week that there's a shaila. You know, sujus mitzvah is one thing, but otherwise it's taka a shaila. What?
I guess that's the point, though, that the Kol Yisrael is the same. For Sphira and for the 3 weeks, that's when we're able.
Now, well, it's not Chorban then. Now, he brings down, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, that the reason we're not so makfid nowadays is because, you know, people are weak and they're going to get very depressed if you don't let them listen to music, and, you know, but
some people have given up throw away the baby with the bathwater.
Some people have had Shiloh asked about dance therapy.
Pound on the people too much, I don't need any of that.
Right. Now, the only thing is that all the you know, yeah, so that's that. So that's the kind of connection. So the other two things that we do, Zecher L'Chorban, is Halacha brought down the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so well known. It's a little bit well known. It's not so well known. So I just want to go over the Prote Halachas of this Halacha, because Shilas can come up and you get to know it. So the halacha is the following. It says in, over there, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Tiknu Chachamim. The Chachamim made a takana She'ein boinim lo'olam binyan mesuyad u'mechuyar kibinyan ha'malachim. You can't make a completely tar, you know, plastered and painted house. El atach beis betit. You can plaster, you can kind of set the walls. V'sad besid u'meshayir mokam amal amal. K'neged ha'pesach b'loisid. So this is a halacha that you're supposed to leave an amal amal. So 18 inches by 18 inches or 24 inches by 24 inches. An amal al amal. That's not, doesn't have Sid on it. What's Sid? So Sid is plaster, I guess we would say. So you leave an Amma al Amma connected to Pesach that's on plaster, I guess. Not just paint, but it's the prime or whatever. What do they put on the drywall?
Sid.
What?
Oh, on top of drywall? Primer.
What?
Primer and then paint.
So primer would be equivalent to Sid or something like that?
No, Sid is kind of whitewashed.
Yeah, right. So what's primer? Primer is just a paint. A base. It's just a thicker paint.
No, it's a base paint.
So what? If you take away the so it's just a paint also. So there's no way for us really to take away the Sid. I mean, what are you going to do? Not put drywall? We don't have Sid nowadays. We just paint, do this drywall stuff.
You only replace on drywall. You put spackle also, but you don't lap the whole thing over just over the screws and
Bet.
Sid is
I think the Sid is what? Well, it's like
they sell Sid in Israel. It's like a watered down paint.
I
call it cyst.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I think it's like plaster. You know, it's like when you're actually plastering the walls or something like that.
Like a stucco frame.
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says of Halacha that you're supposed to leave an Amma connected to Pesach. Now, even though it seems like that the Mishnah Berurah himself says that right away. That he doesn't see a lot of people doing this. Okay? But he doesn't understand why anyone's makel. It's before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, and no one argues. So how could you be makel on this? So we'll discuss some of the halachas that come up. So the first, the one shiloh that comes up. Most of us aren't building houses from scratch. So you're buying a house. So you're buying a house, and on the house, you know, let's assume you're leaving it the way it is. So if you leave it the way it is, are you mechuyev to peel off an amal ama of? Are you mechuyev to peel off an amal ama?
That wasn't what the Mishnah Berurah said.
So
that wasn't the halacha. So you have to leave it over.
You leave it over. Okay. So the halacha is like this: if you bought the house from a guy, then you don't have to peel it off. You don't have to peel it off the amal ama. But if you bought it from a yid, then you do, because then the yid was supposed to do it.
What if he bought it from a guy? What if the original construction was from
a guy? Oh, Senechanami. Yeah. So that's why probably in most cases you don't have to. And the only thing is, he probably at some point repainted it, and you probably are going to repaint it. So therefore, that new paint, now, even though that's not Sid, but our minhag is, the way we fulfill the halach is at least the paint, we don't do the paint. So an amal ama. Now, the shiloh that was asked was, let's say they did it already. So do you have to take it off? So it's pretty clear that you do have to, because we're saying halach that even if the previous owner did it, and now you buy it, you have to take it off, because he made a mistake. So, l'chor the halach is even b'di'eved, if it was done, you're supposed to clear out the amal amal.
What if you do build it?
Can you do it when you're renting?
So what do you do with the renter? So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chazon Ish, what do you do if you're a renter? Just like you ask me, you know. So that's the Chazon Ish. So he said a little different characters.
Sorry, so you're supposed to remove it once it's done?
Yeah.
Ship it away?
It depends, that's what I'm saying. If the previous person that put it on wasn't mechuyev to leave over the amal ama, so the previous person that put it on was a guy, so then you could leave it. But if you are painting now and you made a mistake and you did it, or whatever it is, or if you bought it from a Jew that didn't do it, then you're supposed to take away the paint.
Why, if you're painting now, what? Isn't it then in building the original building of the house?
No, but now you're being re-sod it. You're doing a second layer of sid. So that sid you shouldn't put on. Now,
so
if you're
how far do you bring it down?
An amal ama.
No, how deep?
Oh. How deep?
Where?
I don't know. You know more than me. What?
If you just take off a layer of paint, that's all you have to do. It's just a matter of just taking sand and sanding it out for a while. But if you really have to get down to the
drywall.
The drywall, or depending on what you dry cement, the drywall or the brick wall.
Well, if you have a brick wall, what are the layers before? They don't paint on the brick wall, right? So what are they putting on that?
So they put 1x2s that are, and then they attach a drywall to the 1x2.
Okay, so you don't have, you gotta go down, if anything, to the drywall.
That, or now it's been a long time ago, they don't even have the drywall. It's a concrete drywall.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So I'm not sure how far down to how far deep you have to go. Is it just one layer of paint?
Can you just paint?
Peel it off.
Like, no, can you just paint like a layer of white over?
So can you paint a layer of white? There's a couple shots.
Yeah.
So a couple shots just came up. Okay. plaque? Can you paint a different color? Can you just write Zeche L'Chorban, you know, Eshkachech Yerushalayim? Can you put up a poster? You know, so now, so it's like this. So first of all, Agabe Allen's question about a rented one. Siperli Agoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sheshal Mar and Chazon Ish. What should you do? So the Chazon Ish said, well, if the Balabas, if you didn't ask the Balabas for Shus, then you can't start peeling off his paint. So if you're renting, you have to ask the Balabas for Shus. But you're not mukhayif to ask him. So if he's not around to ask him, you don't have to worry about asking him. So you know, you can't do it if it's not your own home. Now,
apartments.
Also, apartments, you're renting.
Apartment building.
Yeah.
There's a building and then there's individual apartments.
Yeah.
So each apartment has, it's like yeah. a room in a house.
No. Each apartment has to do it. Now, let's go one by one. So l'chayra, that means even b'dieved, if it's your own home, you're supposed to do it. L'maisa. Now, what happens? Now, as far as I know, I didn't really see, except for the Mishnah Berurah, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says that he doesn't understand why people don't do it, but l'maisa people didn't do it. So I looked around a little bit more, and it seems like everyone pretty much agrees that you should do it. Now, some of the reasons why they say don't do it don't apply today. Bottom line is, it seems like everyone really is makbid and does try to do it. So now, so one of the shailas that comes up is what you asked. What about making a different hecker? Painting it white. So what's brought down is the Lavush says that some people used to paint it black. So the Lavush says, no, you can't do that, because that's also coloring. The whole idea is to leave it without anything. So chara painting it white would be the same thing. It's not l'chatchila. Now, if you have no choice, and it's very complicated to undo the paint, so l'chara, there is makom to be makel. There was ancient minhagim that even brought down to use other types of simanim. To put up something, some sort of simon over there. It's not as l'chatchila. You know, the shalal brought down said that, you know, the shalal brought down said that you really shouldn't do that, and you should keep the minhag of Chazal. But there were people, tzaddikim, that said you could, and and it's apparently, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe seem to say that there is malkum for this minig of making other types of hekerim. So, you know, at least in a situation with the evidence, it's complicated to take off the sid, and then, you know, it's malkum to rely that you could put a different type of heker. Maybe paint it a different color, you know, that could be easier.
Dafka red block in
house. Yeah, oh, so now what was the other shaila that you asked? We'll get to
apartment building.
Okay, no. So where do you put it? Where do you put it? So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that the place you put it is Keneged HaPesach. It's Keneged HaPesach. It means right when you walk in, Keneged HaPesach, you see it. So the emphasis is that in we had houses in Lakewood, and not we had houses, but there was a group of houses that were built in a complex. And the way it was is you open the door, and it was kind of a little hallway, and then it split off. And the builder left an amal aman, all those houses, right on that wall of the hallway, and it was down to the drywall. So right when you walk in, there's this unfinished amal aman, and he sent like he was pretty machmer on the Shir Am also. He left like a big thing. It was just different people covered it. You know, once it's there, you're allowed to for sure put on a covering with, you know, people covered it with a nice sign in Shalayim or something like that. But, what? I don't know. People don't like the way it looks.
Isn't it their... saying that it's already there.
So I don't mean cover it with nothing, with you know something. I don't mean paint. They left it unpainted, and then they would put like let's say a painting of your slime or something like that. Some people do that, a painting of your slime or something. They would put there.
Cover the
not the whole thing, but like you know in the middle or whatever. But
the whole point to see it.
Yeah, it is the whole point. I'm just saying a pida halacha. You know, let's say the Chazon Ish was asked. Let's say they made the amal amah, and then when you bring your furniture, you have to put your bookcase there. Are you allowed to put your bookcase there? So he says, you're allowed to, because the bottom line is that the room has an Alma Lama, even if you can't see it. It's obviously not the best hecker. Now, many houses don't have a wall connected to Pesach. Many houses, especially in North Miami Beach.
Connected to the Pesach or opposite?
Opposite. Because for some reason, in this place, many of the houses, you walk into the main room. There's no foyer area. Mm-hmm. Right? So if there's a foyer area, so you walk into the foyer.
For a closed closet or a barrier for the cold air.
What?
You have the blockage. When you come in the front door, it's like a closet or the cold air standing in the front door. Uh-huh.
That's the part?
We just come
through. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we don't.
I thought it's because you don't like when people walk in, they see your whole house. Like, here you are. But okay, so Lamaisa, many houses here, you walk in, and there you are in the main room. There's no wall connected to Pesach. It should be right when you walk in, you see it, but many, you don't have that usually. Not usually, but very often you may not have that. Sometimes you'll have, and you have the main living room, dining room, behind that there'll be a Florida room or whatever. There's no wall connected to Pesach. So what do you do when there's no wall connected to Pesach? So really what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to leave it on top of the wall when you walk in, on top of the door. So this way, the pshat is, even though you won't see it right when you walk in, but at least, since we care, but when you're in the house, you'll always see it because it's on the way out. So you won't see it on the way in, but you'll see it because you're always going to be looking at that direction. So in the Mela, that's the place can say is the other way to do it.
Can you fill it with an air conditioner?
Yeah.
How big is an Alma by Alma? The
smallest share? It's between about 18 and 24 inches. By 18 to 24 inches. An Alma is about 18 to 24 inches, yeah. Now, Maisa, the Chazanish and the Stipler, they were machmer that they even had it on every room. Mishabura says explicitly you don't have to do that. And that's not the minhag, obviously. These people that are machmer are not machmer on this Chazanish, but it's just interesting to note that the Chazanish had this on Haga. What? And you do what you gotta do, I guess, you know. But, yeah. So, you know, some of these halachas do come up, so it's good to know. I am gonna, in Yitzhak Hashem, be ma'ayin a little more into this other shaila about doing other types of zechers. Seems like from here, it seems like there is a source to be able to be makel on that. Now, one other thing that is brought down, the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, not too much to say about that, but it's also just on this topic, is one of the things that we do zechel chorban is also we break the glass by chasna.
Everyone
says mazel tov. So the stechemed was a tremendous Pesach Rav in Tzfas. And the Stechemed talks about this minig, and he says he doesn't like this business that everyone says mazel tov right after they break the glass. Very interesting. The Stechemed had this issue. That's, it seems like what you're saying is mazel tov that the glass is broken. Right? So, he talks about it. I'll just read you the lashon. He says,
it's really not what's going on. I'm saying mazel tov because it's like, they finished under the chuppah and that's it.
Yeah. Right. He deals with the issue, does the chassan have to break the glass? Or can anyone else? Why does he do the chassan? Especially you have these stories that the chassan breaks the glass and the glass goes through his shoes and then there's a couple stories like that, and then he couldn't dance at the whole wedding because he actually got stitches on his foot.
Yeah.
Is that like an urban legend?
No, it's true.
No.
The glass
starts chasing glass. I heard that he hit the glass, the hard glass, shot out of the napkin and hit the mother of the
Now, it's also a question of of, there's a whole lot of issues that he brings up here in the Sechemed. One is it Bal Tashchis? What do you have to use a nice glass for? Maybe you should use something else. As a matter of fact, my Rosh Hashiva told me that his father-in-law, Meir Stern's father-in-law was Rav, I don't remember his first name, Rav Ginsburg. He was a Chassidish Rav in Minneapolis. And he used to use a light bulb, because he said this way it's very easy, because he doesn't want the Chassanim like stepping on it four times. The light bulb will break very easily. Well, the Maisa, so he discusses here both ways. He says on the one hand, maybe you should use a cheap one because it's Bal Tashchis to use a nice one. On the other hand, you want to make it that it's sad for you. The whole idea of breaking the glass is that it's sad, and then you remind you, oh, I'm sad about the glass, think about the Chorban. So if you're going to use a cheap thing, so you have to know about the light bulb issue. Is interesting because he deals with the issue that maybe it should be something which is chashuv. What? Yeah, and anyway, it's the caterer's glass, not his. He's paying enough for the wedding. He doesn't mind breaking a glass. But listen to this.
He's not paying nothing for the wedding.
Yeah, he's not paying anything anyway. Now, va'ata, listen to this. Va'ata, acha shadoshu barabim, since everyone just does it and people think it's like a common, it's part of the ceremony. Rabim me'ami ha'aretz, many of the amaratzim, nepach lahem miyagon l'simcha. They think it's part of the simcha. Shebashas shviras hakadeirais, piyam yimali schoik. That once they break the glass, everyone's so excited. The chucha v'tlula, and it's mamish exciting. The tibaka abayis l'koylam mirei v'schoik, and they're so excited that you could even hear the roof shattering from the excitement, from the dancing. The layodu, they don't understand ki b'makom gila shamtei ra'ada, that you're supposed to be fearful at the time of a chasana. Lizkar churban beit batenu v'lesimcha mazu oisa v'iayasher cheli avatlinei ki toiv ha'eder ha'toiv v'metzias ha'enatoiv. Since it's so bad and people make a joke out of it, I'll rather be mevatel the whole minig. Because if it's not going to bring people to be sad, I'd rather be mevatel the whole minig. Because people think it's part of the ceremony and it's part of the simcha. What?
You don't hear people crying.
Right now.
In fact, that's when everybody kind of shouts Mazel Tov.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, that's what he's saying. He doesn't like that. All of a sudden, everyone at the end of the... So what's with the Imeshkachek business? What's with that?
To tell you, so the glass breaking.
So some say it's... So, yeah. But I think it's a new thing. Do they sing Imeshkachek at your wedding? Right? No. It's a new thing. So, Lamaisa, what happened is that this issue came up, and I guess it became a new thing. It became popular that it kind of like the, one of the popular things that, well, people don't really understand the significance of the glass, we may as well sing and make up. So, I asked Rosh Hashiva by my chuppah if we should do it. So he said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not what to do?
To sing Imeshkachek by the chuppah. Why? Because who are we to make up our own things? We can't start making up how to do a Zeichel Chorban. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, this is actually not a halach in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a minig.
Glass breaking, go back,
Yeah, it says over here. It's a Rama. V'yesh mekaymais shenagul lishbar kais b'shas chuppah. So it's a halach and shulchan aruch. So you don't like it, so you make up your own things. If you don't make a tesi that you could start making up your own zeichel l'chorban. Maybe you should also decide to put a tape recorder of Imeshkachek by your door also, instead of leaving an amal alma, right? You can't make up your own halachas. If the halacha is the way we do zeichel l'chorban is that you leave an amal alma, that's how you do zeichel l'chorban. If the way we do zeichel l'chorban on a chuppah, what?
Change the
what?
Right,
if you want to change, right. But obviously it was accepted until 10 years ago when people started doing Imeshkachek, right? So anyone that's doing that is because they have the minig to break the glass. Teretz is that they want to be a little more, you know, get into it a little more. So instead of getting into it by doing a mishkachech, get into it by teaching people that the breaks in the glass is for the churban. So that's what he said. I'm not saying that it's the biggest deal in the world. I mean, it's just that was his personal opinion. He was Masada Kedushin.
So
he said
the chuppah is supposed to be the Chassan Kala walks down really to the Yitru. I'm serious. Like, what would be it?
No, he's saying no, you could be silent for that minute.
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence. Yeah, no, he's just saying is that the Amoratzim think that they're saying Mazel Tov because he broke the glass. Yeah. You know? So they don't realize, listen, it's a beautiful time of Simcha and it's an opportunity for us to reflect on the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. You know, there's two things going on. It's not part of the ceremony. So in the Maisa, the Stechemet said he would be Mevatel. So if the Stechemet said he would be Mevatel, so maybe instead of being Mevatel, at least, you know, do something else. But you know, I think it's a good Hashkafa B'chol is that, you know, sometimes we have these good eitzes how to fix the problems, but that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you know, and we shouldn't outsmart ourselves.
But maybe the big simcha, the mazel tov, should be at the moment that he mekadeshes her.
I saw that, and then
have a pause.
So I saw someone say that it's true, and really we should have said mazel tov right away when he said something like that, is that since we didn't say mazel tov when he put the ring on, we're saying it now, or something like that. But it is funny if you think about it, that's the minute it came.
There's all the shever brachas, and there's the case, there's the thing, and the breaking of brachas, and it's like, because you don't want people, then no one gets the brachas in, because you're like, mazel tov, mazel tov, whatever it's like.
Yeah, Al-Kopanim, it's just interesting that this is not a new thing, this is an issue that, you know, that even the stick. They should, unless it's not, there's no simcha yet. You have to make sure that everything gets finished. What? I don't think you need zecha l'chorban for that. When you give the check, you already have a taste. Yeah. Offer also, but I don't think the offer goes back that far. I don't think it goes back that far. As far as this halacha, you know, now. What? No, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minute. It's a minute.
I'm
saying, but it's a minute Ashkenaz, which obviously lasted quite a long time. Your mother doesn't talk about putting the ashes on the chassan's head, but this thing is brought down, and you know. If maybe it's Kedai Taka, make an announcement. That's when maybe we should come to the new meeting. We should make an announcement before then. We're about to break a glass to remember the Chorban. What? Okay, so that you know.
Have a moment of silence.
Okay. So anyway, but that's the two halach. That's the three halachas which are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch b'negiah zecher l'Chorban. The first is the amal. The singing, no music, and this thing about the Ramah bringing down and breaking the glass. So the other thing I was just looking into, because next week I'm not going to be, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So the part of what was Ma'ir me to talk about this, because the next siman in Shulchan Aruch after Zecher l'Chorban discusses what happens if you see Yerushalayim in the Chorbanah, B'shas Chorban. So do you have to say, what do you do? And nowadays, when it's not Yeshuva. So you tear. So what's very interesting is that there's a few halachas. People know the halacha that you're supposed to tear kriya when you see the chosel. But really, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, there's really, besides that, there's a couple other halachas. One, it says like this: Haraya Are Yehuda b'churbanon Oimer. If you see Are Yehuda when they're b'churbanon, churbanon means that they're in their state of destruction. You say Are Kachecha Hayu Midbar. Are Kachecha, your holy cities are Midbar v'kireya, and you rip. Okay, and then it says Haraya Yerushalayim Oimer Tzion Haisa Midbar Shmama Uchshirei Beis Hamikdash Oimer Beis Kachenu V'Tifarteinu. So you say this thing. and then you rip. So it says here that if you see Ari Yehuda b'Chorbana, you're supposed to rip your clothing. So what's Ari Yehuda? Ari Yehuda is like to the south of where we have the Kaisai. That's Ari Yehuda. So I talked one time, I went with a friend of mine to a friend of mine from the Kaisel to Kever Rachel. So he tells me that he didn't go to the Kaisel, he just went to Kever Rachel, and he starts saying this thing, and he starts saying, you have to rip your clothes now because we're going in Ari Yehuda. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, yeah, this is Ari Yehuda over here. So this is Ari Yehuda. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to rip your clothing. Well, Maisa, you never found this minute that anyone rips their clothing by Ari Yehuda. Right? So we don't do it anymore. So Shaz, why not? So there's two main reasons brought down. One reason is because usually, yeah, but I'm not sure why. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I never heard anyone else doing it. What? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about exactly, actually. It's south, yeah. So, there's two pshatim given. One is because normally when you see Ari Yehuda, you see your shalayim already. So you're doing it on your shalayim. But Rav Moshe says a different pshat. Rav Moshe says, because you look at the Mishabura, why do you rip on Ari Yehuda? Because it says, afil yoshvim ben Yisrael, even if Yidin are living there, kiman she Yishmaelim moishlam aleihem mipi b'chorbanah. Since it's under the jurisdiction of the Yishmaelim. So he wants to say, since there's no non-Jewish jurisdiction on them, because the people that are living there are under their own Jewish rule, so he wants to say that it's not called Chorbanah, magabi this. But that doesn't apply for the Kaisel. The Kaisel of Ada doesn't apply for, but we gotta be this thing about Ari Yehuda, maybe that's why we don't rip on that. But when you come to the Mokom HaMikdash, you're supposed to rip. So the minig is that you rip by the Kaisel, is because the Kaisel is called the Mokom HaMikdash for this purpose. Even though you're not seeing the Mokom HaMikdash, you know, but you know, some people will do it when they're coming down from the Rova, you see the Mokom HaMikdash, like where the Mokom HaMikdash was. So some people would have that minig, you know, do it there, but others are just need to do it by the Kaisel. But at any rate, you know, there's some of the halachas of the Chorban, and now there's the Zman of Avelis of the Omer, and you know, we should just it's Hashem, all be zoiche that the Avelis should be Nepach with the Yeshua and Nechama. It's Hashem, we shouldn't have to keep these halachas anymore. It's Hashem.